9. Wigan. Zek came upon Wigan at one of the elevator wells. It wasn't one much used by students. It was out of the normal lanes of traffic, and mostly teachers used it, when it was used at all. Zek used it precisely for that reason. He could wait in line at the busier elevators for a long time, but somehow he never got to the front of the line until everyone else had gone. That was usually fine with Zek, but at mealtime, when everyone was headed for the same destination, it was the difference between a hot meal with a lot of choices and a colder one with almost no choices left. So there was Wigan, sitting with his back to the wall, gripping his left leg so tightly that his head rested on his own knee. He was obviously in pain. Zek almost walked past him. What did he owe any of these people? Then he remembered the Samaritan who stopped for the injured man, and the priest and the Levite who didn't. "Something wrong?" asked Zek. "Thinking about something and didn't watch where I was stepping," said Wigan through gritted teeth. "Bruise? Broken skin?" "Twisted ankle," said Wigan. "Swollen?" "I don't know yet," said Wigan. "When I move it, it throbs. Bring your other leg up so I can compare ankles." Wigan did. Zek pulled his shoes and socks off, despite the way Wigan winced when he moved his left foot. The bare ankles looked exactly alike, as far as he could tell. "Doesn't look swollen." "Good," said Wigan. "Then I guess I'm okay." He reached out and grabbed Zek's upper arm and began to pull himself up. "I'm not a fire pole," said Zek. "Let me help you up instead of just grabbing my arm." "Sure. Sorry," said Wigan. In a moment, Wigan was up and wincing as he tried to walk off the injury. "Owie, owie, owie," he breathed in a parody of a suffering toddler. Then he gave Zek a tiny smile. "Thanks. Don't mention it," said Zek. "Now what did you want to talk to me about?" Wigan smiled a little more broadly. "I don't know," he said. No attempt to deny that this whole thing had been staged to have an opportunity to talk. "I just know that whatever your plan is, it's working too well, or it isn't working at all." "I don't have a plan," said Zek. "I just want to go home." "We all want to go home," said Wigan. "But we also want other things. Honor. Victory. Save the world. Prove you can do something hard. You don't care about anything except getting out of here, no matter what it costs." "That's right." "So why? And don't tell me you're homesick. We all cried for Mommy and Daddy our first few nights here, and then we stopped. If there's anybody here tough enough to take a little homesickness, it's you. So now you're my counselor? Forget it, Wigan. What are you afraid of?" asked Wigan. "Nothing," said Zek. "Kuso," said Wigan. "Now I'm supposed to pour out my heart to you, is that it? Because you asked what I was afraid of, and that shows me how insightful you are. And I tell you all my deepest fears, and you make me feel better, and then we're lifelong friends, and I decide to become a good soldier to please you." "You don't eat," said Wigan. "Humans can't live in the kind of isolation you're living in. I think you're going to die. If your body doesn't die, your soul will. Forgive me for pointing out the obvious, but you don't believe in souls." "Forgive me for pointing out the obvious," said Wigan, "but you don't know squat about what I believe. I have religious parents, too." "Having religious parents says nothing about what you believe." "But nobody here is religious without religious parents," said Wigan. "Come on, how old were we when they took us? 6? 7? I hear you were 5. And now we're so much older. You're 8 now?"
"Almost 9.
But we're so mature. They picked us because we have a mental age much higher than the norm." "I have religious parents," said Wigan. "Unfortunately, not the same religion, which caused a little conflict. For instance, my mother doesn't believe in infant baptism, and my father does. So my father thinks I'm baptized, and my mother doesn't. Zach winced a little at the idea. You can't have a strong marriage when the parents don't share the same faith. Well, my parents do their best, said Wigan. And I bet your parents don't agree on everything. Zach shrugged. I bet they don't agree on you. Zach turned away. This is completely none of your business. I bet your mother was glad you went into space. To get you away from your father. That's how much they disagree on religion. Zach turned around to face him, furious now. What did those bunducks tell you about me? They have no right. Nobody told me anything, said Wigan. It's you, Ume. Back when people were still talking to you, when you first came into Rat Army, it was always your father this, your father that.